at samsontraining.ie. So we've been voting over the last 24 hours for a certain chart on beat102.3.com. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Listen, what are you up to?
Just getting ready to go out for Chinese.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for the top 7 of 7.
Yes. Listen to the sound so hypnotizing. Turn it up. Yeah.
Southeast biggest interactive chart.
Your top 7 at 7
on Beat 102-103.
Oh, the sun is out and it's halfway to the weekend. Good news item number 1. Good news item number 2. It's time to reveal your most voted over the last 24 hours on beat102-103.com. I'm Dave Cronin and this is your official top 7 in 7 chart for Wednesday. At 7, it's Imagine Dragons.
Beat 102-103.
So bursting out of London's underground scene with the likes of Spoons, Feel the Love, Not Giving In, and now their brand new single, Waiting All Night, featuring Ella Eyre. Two number ones in the UK official chart, reaching the top 5 in Australia, Belgium, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Austria, Denmark, Germany, and here in Ireland. They know a thing or two about drum and bass. It is Rudimental, and Amir is on the show.
Hello, what an introduction.
I know, just your daily ego boost there, I think.
There you go, that was wonderful for the hangover, thank you.
Not a bother. So I'm not going to lie, been listening to you for a while when I was told I was going to interview you, I had a bit of a fangirl moment, so I did. So how would you describe Rudimental to someone who doesn't know who you are? Basically, they've been living in a cave and they don't know who Rudimental are. What would you say to that person?
We're like a freak carnival that came out of East London. Well, basically, musically, we cross over between rave music, you know, dance music, and soul. So we're cross between those two things. We use vocals, but, you know, we're a traditional band in the sense that we write songs together, you know, using instruments on a guitar and on a piano and stuff. But then we also used to DJ on pirate radio and come from a rave culture. So we cross those two things together and you get Rudimental.
So you played Artist Day in Dublin here last year, if you remember that. Do you remember what that was like? Was that pretty crazy? Because they usually are.
It was crazy, it was mental. Looking forward to coming back there very soon.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, people don't know where the artists are going to be playing. So. Saoirse on the text from Kilkenny. Dave, yes, I voted for her last night. It's Demi Lovato and Heart Attack, and number one for the third day in a row. The chart is now open for Monday's Top 7 at 7. If you want her to stay there, all you have to do is click beat102103.com/music. And we'll be doing all of this again right after Beats Rive with Annie Mack on Monday. So there's the important bit of the evening. You finally got there. It is Friday. Give yourself a pat on the back. Because until 3 a.m, it's all about continuous dance music. This is Beat Anthems. Welcome to the weekend. It's Diamonds from Rihanna on B102-103, who's been nabbed kissing a guy that isn't Chris Brown in a club recently. Weird thing is, though, the guy that isn't Chris Brown looks very like, well, Chris Brown, actually. Maybe she just had one too many glasses of apple juice and got mixed up. It can happen. This is new Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne. It's called High School on B102-103.
He said he came from Jamaica. He owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas, because he never got his papers.
Down one place, number 2, it's a new entry from Maroon 5.
The top 7 at 7 on Beat.
The only chart that you control just by clicking on your favourite artist on beat102103.com every day. Tuesday's top 7 at 7, so who have we heard from so far?
7.
Dropping 3 places, Rihanna featuring David Guetta, and right now,
6.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis climbing one place, We Can't Hold Us.
5.
Brand new entry from Olly Murs is called Dear Darling.
4.
Bastille up 2 places with Laura Palmer.
3.
Bruno Mars and Treasure.
2.
And you just heard yesterday's most voted, dropping one place, Maroon 5 and Love Somebody. So today's number 1, they wear helmets, but not for motorcycle use. Yep, gonna leave that one there.
Go.
Beat 102-103.
Number 1.
Plays next.
Let's face it.
Rani Brezzi on B102.03. It's called Silence Is Your Savior. Shouts to Aoife on the iPhone app. He says, Dave, why? Why is it always like this outside when I'm trying to study Shakespeare? Hashtag sad face.
The Takeover's Top 10 Study Tips.
So the countdown is on. It's 14 days till the Leaving Cert starts. So far on the Takeover's Top 10 Study Tips, we've had tip number 10, which is all about making a good study plan. Easier Way to the 5th of June was tip number 9, and Ian was on yesterday with tip number 8, which was all about making the best of exam papers. And back on the phone now, Spotout.ie's communications guru is on the phone with tip number 7. Ian, how are you?
How are things, Dave?
Not too bad. How's the weather?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing up here.
Oh, it's such an Irish thing, isn't it? Asking about the weather.
Absolutely. Oh, the sun is shining and it is nearly home time, so it is amazing.
Oh, I wish it was home time for me right now. Okay, so can you tell us all about...
Tip number 7.
Okay, so we're getting close to D-Day. It's about a week and a half away, maybe 2 weeks exactly from today before the exam starts. So it's all about being productive and using every moment and making every moment count. So our tip today is to work with a study buddy or a group on very difficult topics. So this is kind of particularly helpful for those kind of tricky areas like maths or something awful. It's really, really handy to be able to divide up a topic into different sections so that you can individually tackle it and come together afterwards to test each other. So it's also as well, I think everybody will agree with this, is that, you know, as you kind of get closer to the wire, you know, you've been studying on your own for ages. So it's really actually good to kind of be a bit social.
Not a complete hermit.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but the thing about it is that make sure that when you're sharing resources, don't learn the same answer or anything like that, particularly kind of for English or Irish or anything like that, because you could be got up for plagiarism afterwards. So kind of make sure that you kind of learn the gist of it together, but that you all write it in a different way, okay? Another thing as well is that it doesn't have to be in person. So you can use Skype if it's a one-to-one kind of study buddy session, or you can use Google Hangout, which is really, really handy for groups. And as well, there's another tool out there called ExamTime.com, which is an Irish website where you can make mind maps and flashcards and you can share them with your friends on Facebook and different things like that. So it's actually makes studying a little bit less boring than it could be otherwise.
So that's all tip number 7. We'll have tip number 6 with you tomorrow.
That's it. And in the meantime, you can check out spunout.ie/exams for all the rest of our tips and advice.
Thanks, Ian.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Jason Derulo.
And you listen to my brand new single, The Other Side, on B102.103.
No school, no college, festivals,
Magaluf, Farmer's Town, barbecues, grand stretch in the evenings,
Factor 50, wearing sunglasses and not looking like a douche, mass exodus to the beach, good times, great drying out there.
This is Summer on the Takeover. From your back garden to the biggest festivals like Oxygen. We'll have the best live coverage and new music all summer long. Join me on The Takeover, weeknights from 7.
The Takeover with Dave Cronin on Beat 102-103.
Looking for new sites on the way soon. Also, it's all happening in Carlow tonight, and Bridget from the Audi A1 Beat Fleet is on the telephone. How are you, Bridget?
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm really good. I don't know why you said telephone there. I'm not sure.
I don't know why. I think it's called a mobile, Dave.
Yes. Yeah, it is. So tell us what all the fuss in Carlow is about tonight. Why is the Audi A1 Beat Fleet out in force?
Well, we are up in the Foundry Carlow tonight. For the amazing DJ TJ Orr. So if anyone doesn't know who he is, he's an international DJ, and doors are open at 11 o'clock. It's going to be an epic night, so I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I'm really jealous, to be honest, of everybody going tonight, because I really wanted to go myself, because even though I only know one song.
It should be great, and you know what? It's actually organised by IT Carlow, so I'm sure there'll be loads of students and there'll be loads of dancing, and so it's going to be a really, really good night.
It's going to be a big night. Do you reckon I should play his tune now?
I think you should play it too.
I think
now.
I should play it too now. Welcome along. So, this is where we usually provide you with an exciting high tempo intro into your official interactive daily chart. And what a year it has been for the top 7 at 7. We've had laughs, some tough times, Some moments that I will genuinely remember forever. From battles for the top spot between the original Rude Boys and One Direction, to Eurovision winner Loreen, you just kept voting for her. So it's been an amazing few months since I've joined this proud station. And it is with a very heavy heart that I announce this to be my last Top 7 at 7 ever. Now I'm only messing, it's just my last one in 2012. Listen to the sound so hypnotizing. Time for the series bit now. Becky on the text. Is it David G at number one? No, it's not our man David G. Corey, who's doing homework, and Carlo. Dave, is it Imagine Dragons? Please say it's Imagine Dragons. It's Imagine Dragons.
Number one.
Red Bull Bedroom Jam winners. That's Walking on Cars and Catch Me If You Can. Speaking of which,
Red Bull Bedroom Jam on Beat 102-103. Watch, share and like your favourite band and get them to the top of the buzz chart at redbullbedroomjam.ie.
So all this Red Bull Bedroom Jam business is getting serious, but also seriously fun, as you and your mates get to decide the future of some talented young people in some talented young bands. So here's the deal. Aces Wild from Cork have moved into the buzz chart on redbullbedroomjam.ie, taking one of the coveted six places to battle it out to win every band's dream prize, which is a gig at one of Ireland's best summer festivals, 1k worth of equipment, all expenses paid recording session at the famous Grouch Law Studios, and connections to the right industry people. And B102103 wants to see a Southeast band in the final six. So make sure you keep watching, sharing, tweeting, commenting, and hyping your favourite band, as there is still five more live shows still to record. Lil Waite, Corner Boy, and Touchwood are in the buzz chart right now. To get them a live show, you're going to need to jump onto redbullbedroomjam.ie and get behind your fellow Southeasterners. Like them, share them, ask your mum and your dad, your friends to like them, share them, and get them into the festival chart. redbullbedroomjam.ie.
Red Bull Bedroom Jam on Beats 102-103. Send your favourite band to the top of the buzz chart. Rate them and make them at redbullbedroomjam.ie.